Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tiffany. I am the floor supervisor.
Yes.
For the fraud department, can I have your first and your last name, please?
Email the Rojas Forrester.
I'm sorry, what's the first and last name again?
Imelda, I-M-E-L-D-A, Rojas, R-O-J-A-S, hyphen Forrester, F-O-R-S-T-E-R.
For security of this account, I do need you to verify your address, please.
12730 Blue Ridge Lane, Victorville, California, 92392.
Thank you so much for this information. I located the account. This is regarding the Lavish Grace skincare product that was ordered with us on the 13th of February for shipping $10.90. And you are saying that you never placed an order for that free trial offer?
I did not, and they're telling me now, the young lady I just spoke to, that there's another one on there. The bank had given me this, but I was going to call them also, but she says it's the same place. It's something called Vertiflex Total Result.
If that's what they're showing on your bank statement, yes, that's the company. It's the same company. But this is the company, the product that you ordered is the Lavish skincare cream. We do have a tracking number that shows it was delivered.
Something for $5.95.
Right, that was the shipping. It was a trial offer. They allow you to pay the shipping. I'm going to send you out a 30-day supply that was only risk-free to try out for 14 days. To avoid being billed the full price, you did have to call and cancel it. If you don't call and cancel it within the 14 days, then you will be billed for those products that were sent out that was not purchased. Once the charge for $94.90, they also tried to attempt to bill you for $85.90 for the serum, but that was declined. So there's only one charge on the account right now for $94.90.
Okay. Yeah, my bank said that this place for Vertiflex tried withdrawing $80-some out of my account. I didn't get the date, but that they tried and the money was not in there, so they were not able to. And that's because I only put money in there when I order something. If I know that I'm going to order something, I go to the bank. This is an account that I only use for ordering stuff. If I'm going to order something, like for my granddaughter, I use it for Hollister quite a bit. I use it for stuff for my little granddaughter. And all these charges appeared. I have no idea what they are for.
Well, therefore, the Lavish skin cream that you ordered with us on 216.
Well, I'm telling you that I did not order any skin cream. If you tell me that it's Philosophy, then I'll tell you, yes, I use Philosophy. And I would have ordered that from Macy's or Nordstrom. But I went to order something that I have no idea where it's even coming from. Only Bestie Feel Fresh Ski and Vertiflex Total Result. I have no idea what the heck that is.
So are you saying that you did not pay the $5? I understand the Vertiflex is what's getting you confused. The company is not Vertiflex.
It sounds like something for a gym or something like that.
Okay, I'm aware of that, and I do apologize about the misunderstanding. That's not the name of the company. What you ordered was the Lavish Face Cream, which is ordered back on 213 for the shipping of $4.95 and $5.95.
Anything from any of these companies.
Okay, we have your email address on the file, man, which is IMELDAFORSTER at hotmail.com. Is that not your information?
My new address, because the other one was hacked into so much, is emailtheforester@yahoo.com.
Okay, telephone number 909-733-8955. Is your telephone number?
That is my number.
Okay. We can file this as fraud, but I want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are 44 pending investigation. False claims and fraudulent charges may result in you being penalized, such as a fine. As long as you're sure no one in your household or you place this order on 213 for the Lavish Face Cream by paying the $4.95 and $5.95, then we will proceed with the claim.
I didn't understand half of what you just said.
Are you agreeing to the fraud claim? We can move forward and we can go ahead and get it processed?
I'm telling you that I did not order it.
Okay. I'll go ahead and get it processed. Just allow me one moment. All right. Thank you so much for holding. I do appreciate your patience. So I'm going to get that information sent over for investigation. Now, while the account is under investigation, I am going to refund back the charges that was billed, the $495, $595, and the $94.90. So you'll receive that refund back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
I have another question. What exactly is the $94.94 also? You never told me what that was for.
That is for the face cream.
$94 for face cream?
Mm-hmm. I explained it to you. I said the $495 and $595 was the shipping. We sent you out a 30-day supply just to try it out risk-free for 14 days. You have to call back and have it canceled. If not, they would bill you the full price for the merchandise, which is $94.90 for the face cream. They also attempted to bill you for $85.90, which is
so
for the serum, but that was declined.
Okay, so you're saying that I should have received some face cream, or you were going to send me some face cream or something like that?
No, it was delivered to you on 217 according to your tracking postal service.
Some face cream was delivered to me on 217, and that's what I'm paying $94 for, is what you're saying.
That's what you were paying $94, yes. The lavish face cream skincare.
Okay, all righty. That's good to know, because I would never buy something that I've never tried before for $94. I don't think so. Like I said, I do my shopping for my face creams at Nordstrom or Macy's. And that would only be for philosophy. I have no idea what this Vertiflex or Only Bestie Feel Fresh Ski. Really?
Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that's it.
Okay. Thank you for calling the customer support. You have a great day.
You too.